The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast. Danny and the girls hanging out with you on a Wednesday. It's 8:30. Showers and thunderstorms coming sometime today, midday-ish. You know, because I went to meteorology school. High of 68 today, and then tomorrow cloudy, occasional showers, high near 65. 61 at Q105. We want to invite you to a fun event. A week from Thursday, a week from tomorrow, it's Ruthie's Angels, and they're part of Twilight Thursday at the Pinnacle. The Pinnacle does something really cool in the summers on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. They allow people, and I don't think they charge them for the rental of the hall. I don't know exactly how it works,
nonprofit.
But they make it, if you're a nonprofit, and you can have a fundraiser, I think it's like every Thursday, all summer long, which is, round of applause for the Pinnacle.
Yeah.
That's really,
nice.
Really cool. Well, our friend Deidre Hickey, Dr. D., she started a nonprofit years ago in honor of her mother, Ruthie's Angels. Mom's name was Ruth. She died a young woman from MS. And what Ruthie's Angels, what they do is they provide health and wellness assistance to those with a health and financial need. So it's an awesome charity, 501c3, been around forever. So they do their big fundraiser next Thursday. It's 5 p.m. to 8 o'clock, which is perfect because you get out of work or whatever. And we went last year and hung out, and it was awesome.
And it's super cash. I mean, you just show up after work, get a drink, have a snack, hang out, and then you can go back home if you want. I mean, it's
a $10 ticket.
Right. It's
that gets
fun.
You food, euchre, cash bar, live music, DJ. And then they sell like raffle tickets for $20 where they're giving away a 55-inch curved LED TV and other stuff. It's a really cool event, and we're glad to be part of the sponsorship here at Q105. So if you would like to get a ticket, or you can just show up at the door, you go to ruthies-angel.org. Is it org?
I believe it's .org.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. I don't see it here on the... on the flyer, but I'm pretty sure that's where you get it. Or just show up, because we're going to be there. The Pinnacle next Thursday. Yeah, that's it. Ruthies-angels. No, it's .com.
.com.
Ruthies-angels.com. $10 gets you in, and then spend a little money and help them out because we're helping other people. So it's a week from tomorrow, 5 to 8 p.m., and we're all scheduled to appear just to hang out have fun, and you can come out and see am friendly as hell.
And sexy.
Only to somebody
over 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
With bad eyes.
With bad eyes?
No.
No. Dude, you're fine. It's good.
I think you can even shoot for over 40.
Who's watching Dirty Dancing tonight? The remake.
I will.
Trisha said she'll watch it.
Susie, I'll watch it.
You know why Susie's not going to watch it?
Why's not?
Because she can't let go of the 87 film. There's some OCD for you.
Yeah.
Because she was 17 when she saw it at Southwick with her boyfriend, and they made out in the theater.
Oh, well, did you actually see the movie then?
I saw bits and pieces.
Maybe you should watch it so you actually know what's going on.
No, because it...
Were you aggressive? Were you aggressive back then, or did you let it come to you?
What are we discussing now? I thought we're talking about
out.
Dirty Dancing.
No,
you
were making
out. We're not talking about that. No,
because your parents are probably listening. You're 17 going
to
Catholic high school.
She
went to all girls Catholic high school.
Well, you know.
And then, right?
You know
were
what
they all girls?
Yes, I was a good girl back then.
Except
and then
for
we went over to Red Baron and played some video games afterwards.
Oh, good times.
Good times at Southwick, man, in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you should watch the remake of this movie, because I don't think you've seen the whole thing because you were sucking face with some boy.
It's 3 hours long with the commercials. Maybe
that's why you
it's
record
so
it. Oh, no, wait. Yeah. You don't have a DVR.
I'm only going to get through a couple hours.
And we don't need any more delving into the story between what? The mom and the sister. We don't need extra new songs. Just leave Well Enough Alone. Why do we got to remake it? Seriously.
You just can't let it go.
And nobody probably can play, you know, as well as Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, and Aaron Gray was really good, too.
Right. We can't I don't know. Just leave
it alone. Don't poo-poo until you've seen parts of it.
Why can't we just play the original tonight? Bang it out in an hour and a half. Bam. Then we're ready for the 10 o'clock show.
Are we still talking about
the
movie?
Are
we talking about the movie or your date?
No, we're talking about the movie.
Okay. It's supposed to be, here's a headline, it stays true to the original.
Yeah, but keep reading, because they add some new songs. I'm like, come on. New songs, and then they delve in further into the mom and the sister.
Oh, the backstories.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, their backstories is what they're doing.
Why the mom and the sister?
You're poo-pooing. All right, I'm going to watch it despite you now.
It's 3 hours, dude. You won't make it past 9.
That's true.
Kind of want the backstory of the girl who was pregnant.
Yeah, right. Why not?
Why the mom and the sister?
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. See?
It's going to be good, and you're going to miss out, Susie, and then you're going to kick yourself in the pants. Mm. There you go. All right, so if you're not excited about that, I bet you can't get excited about this.
Before we let you go, rumors of a Top Gun 2. Please say it's true.
It's true.
Really?
Yeah, it's true.
Really?
Yes.
No, stop.
Really?
Tom Cruise.
When? Tom?
It's true.
When?
It's true.
Are you allowed to say when? Can you give us a hint?
You know what? I'm going to start filming it probably in the next year.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I know. It's happening.
You have just made my day.
It is definitely happening.
He was on an Australian chat show.
Apparently.
And I don't know what he was talking about. Has he got a new movie out?
Top Gun 2.
Well, The Mummy's coming out.
The Mummy's? All right.
Mm-hmm. When was the last time? That's a remake, I believe.
When was the last time Tom Cruise had a hit? Like movie where everybody was like, wow. Because, man, he used to be the thing.
Well, the one.
Some of those movies he's been in have been classic. And then ever since he screwed up you-know-whose life, he's been cursed.
The one where he was hanging from the glass building. Those movies were very popular.
You screw up. You mess with a Toledo Catholic girl. Your career goes in the tank.
She's with Jamie Foxx now, isn't she?
No, good for her, man.
She stepped
anyway,
up.
Anyway, stepped up. Are you making jokes because he's so short?
No, I actually didn't know
Jamie Foxx is not that tall either.
Short.
But anyway, so you can't get excited about Top Gun 2?
No.
Because Val Kilmer's all in. He's ready to go.
Well, what was it?
Kelly McGillis? McGinnis?
Yeah,
Kelly.
Is she in too?
Oh, I don't know, but man, she was back at. Oh, man. Mm. Sorry.
That one, no.
That was out loud.
No on Roseanne. Roseanne.
Oh. Roseanne is definitely a no.
Roseanne's a no. Listen to that.
You guys are killing me today.
You can't be like, oh, our bad. We're just going to forget we had that season finale show.
They're really actually going to do that. I thought maybe they were going to say it was like a dream sequence when he died. Like, he didn't really die. It was a dream sequence.
Can I ask you guys a question?
This is a no, too.
When the neighbor kids go on your lawn, do you scream at them to get off your front lawn?
I moved where there are no neighbor kids.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want to have to do it?
Yeah.
No, I think, I'm telling you, the Roseanne one, I'm watching Roseanne.
For one show, and you'll be like, oh, man, it blew.
I'll go see Top Gun 2, though.
But at least I'm open to it. You guys are just, you're so shut down.
It doesn't work when you do this. There's not even any effort. Like Trisha said, make it at least into a dream or, there's no effort.
They're going to pretend he never died.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Because he's going to pretend it never happened.
Yeah, our bad.
And he'll just be part of the normal plot.
Right.
But John Goodman died in that last final episode.
A source says.
You can't unforget it.
Right.
They're going to pretend like it never even happened. Okay, first off, you guys know that it's a TV sitcom. It's not real life. Okay? The guy's name is not Dan. It's actually John. John Goodman. He's an actor. And he's a great actor.
And he died of a heart attack.
Put down a zero! John Goodman is very good at what he does. And for those of you that are big fans, you know exactly what I just said. And you think about that scene, and it just cracks you up.
No,
he's very good. It's going to be like Dallas with the whole shower scene.
Yeah,
that
didn't work out good with Patrick Ewing. So,
Patrick Ewing? Was that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Ewing, the basketball player?
No, Dallas.
Wasn't that Bobby Ewing?
Well.
Patrick Ewing was a big black guy, played for the Knicks. Anyway, I didn't realize you were such a basketball fan, Susan. Anyway, I'm going to give it a chance, unlike you two poo-pooers. Poo-poo, poo-poo. Poo-poo,
and
poo-pooer. That's
but you're
going
to watch it, and you're going to be like, oh, yeah, Blue, you were right. I should have listened to you.
What if it's TV gold? Okay? You do know that this show of us three is a reboot of a very successful show in the 90s?
Yeah, and we blow compared to the way we sucked in the 90s.
That's true.
And there's only 9 listeners. So.
But you don't want people to poo-poo us. I still have teenagers. Once they get on their own, I don't give a crap about my job then.
Well, you're on the plan B, windshield repair.
I think I'm going to do that. Yeah. Windshield repair and drone recovery.
Yeah, right. You get your bucket truck.
It's a great service, man.
I'll rent a bucket truck and I'll drive around and help people out.
Yeah. Get things out of trees.
All right. Well, I'm watching the Roseanne. You know, Roseanne was the most watched television show in the United States between 1989 and 1990. The finale drew 16 million viewers.
Yeah. So how are they going to unforget the fact that John Goodman had a heart attack and died in the last
And that's
episode?
Before,
we
you know, Netflix and all the social media and all the other Hulu and all the other all the other outlets to watch TV. That's a big number back then.
Well,
I'm watching.
But you guys get excited about shows like This Is Us. So I have a hard time believing This Is Us, which is up here on your viewing, and it's like the greatest TV show.
And I haven't watched it.
And you're going to watch Roseanne.
I haven't. Yes.
I'm with you.
I know.
I'm watching it I'm watching it. Anyway, I think I'm going to watch Dirty Dancing just to spite you.
Good luck. It's 3 hours, dude.
I didn't say I was watching the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm not watching the whole thing. I'll tape it. But I did finish The Bachelorette last night because I needed to.
An OCD thing? You just had to survive it?
No, I wanted to.
Oh, my gosh. She's hooked. You Wait, hold on.
I have a problem. I'm a little concerned about myself.
All right, pop it into neutral. We have to break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to break that down because you were hammering us, begging us not to have you watch it, and you are sucked in. All right, we'll come back with that. And if anybody else has any OCD moments or stories or things you just can't let go, call up. You tell your story. Best story gets the prize pack, which is Smokey's Food, Smokey's Barbecue Roadhouse, which is yummy, and Mud Hens tickets. We can even, if you got a family, we can even hook you up with a 4-pack. But it's for Saturday's game, okay? So you got to be available for that. That was my phone, my bad. I thought I turned it off, but I did not. Anyway, so we'll come back with that, and we'll talk about you've finished it. All right, so we'll do that, so don't move. It's
Q105. Q105 weather from the Dunn Chevy Buick Weather Center, dunnchevy.com.